Hello, my name is Brian Novoshelsky, Associate Editor with Drug Topics and Total Pharmacy. Today I'm joined by Jeremy Cundiff, CEO of Professional Pharmacy Group. Welcome and thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks, Brian, for having me.
So before getting into our discussion, would you like to give the audience a little background on yourself and Professional Pharmacy Group?
Sure. We are a 5-store chain in Maryland. We have 4 retail stores and a long-term care closed-door store that takes care of hospice, assisted living facilities, group homes, things of that nature. We've been around for about 16 years since we opened up our first store, and looking to add more in the future and grow in pharmacy as we move forward.
Awesome. So now into our discussion around Jeremy's pharmacy operations and Return Solutions RX returns process and how it's helped Professional Pharmacy Group facilitate their own returns process. So first, can you tell us a little bit about the communities your pharmacies serve in the Maryland area?
So we're mainly located outside of Annapolis, the state capital of Maryland. Very high population, very metro to the DC area. So high population density, not rural at all. Got 3 or 4 competitors on every street corner from where we're at. So service differentiating ourselves from those big box competitors is very important to our success.
Great. So getting into kind of your business processes, how exactly did you get into the business of redispensing and how has that impacted patients in your community?
So we serve as both a drug repository and a depository. We were actually approached by the Department of Aging in the county to have a drug depository drop-off location, just to clean old, expired, non-used drugs up in the community. From there, we did notice that the state of Maryland has a repository program, and we had heard so many stories of patients who had a loved one who passed away that were on mail order, and they were continuing to receive drugs sealed and packaged. And also just, from other mail order horror stories that you hear that they've told them 10 times to cut this drug off and we're no longer taking this, and it keeps showing up. And everybody knows how expensive medications are, and they feel terrible just pitching them into the depository. So we got set up with the state to host the repository. It is a great deal of work keeping everything isolated from our active inventory, knowing what we have in stock and looking for those opportunities across not only the main store that it's housed at, but our other locations. To try to provide people, especially high copays, things like that. I mean, most of these things are brand name drugs that we get in. I'm just looking for opportunities to help people, just to service the community with high deductible plans, et cetera. A lot of people are having to abandon these high cost medications, and we can hopefully offer some sort of alternative to them to get on the therapies that they need.
Cool. So can you tell us about how you're managing your profitability and specifically how RX returns factor into that?
Well, profitability is a huge issue in retail pharmacy, as we all know. Every year it seems to get ramped down. So anytime you have expired medications on the shelf, they need to be addressed in a quickly, timely fashion to get them returned to the manufacturers to get credit that we can. That amount of credit has been reduced over the years. So we found it very valuable to have a partner who is up to date on the latest programs with the manufacturers and can ensure that we're getting the best return for our returns, return on investment for our return we can.
Awesome. So can you describe your current returns process and how it has changed from the process you used in the past?
We've actually had return solutions for a long time. So going back in the past, I have to go back in history a little bit to other things we used. We've used the throw the drugs in the box. We've used the companies that come in, and just take whatever we give them. We found it very valuable for Return Solutions to have a consistent rep. I've probably had them for 10 years now, and I think we've had 2 different reps. So that continuity of the same person coming in knows our operation, knows where we keep our box that we do put identified returns in has made it not only take a lot less time with us, but makes us feel we're getting a consistent product when they walk in our stores. They've got some ideas of things that other people are doing that have really helped. They know the programs inside and out, so that, you know, this drug, the manufacturer will give you credit for it 6 months before it goes out of date. Do we think we're going to use this anymore? No, we'd love to get it out of our store and try to turn that dead inventory into some cash. So the consistency, as well as their attention to detail, they go through, handpick our shelves out, so we're no longer having to identify a technician or someone else to go through and pull all the expired drugs out. Their rep comes right on site and does that sometimes tedious and laborious task of pulling drugs off our shelves that are expired or close to being expired.
Going a little deeper into kind of return solutions role in your operations, what are the primary improvements or like some specific improvements that you've seen since they've kind of stepped in and you've been working with them?
Well, like I said, I've had them for a while. We noticed an immediate bump in just the amount of money we were getting back. You know, you get that report back after your cycle and you see we sent back X amount. This amount was totally dead. No credit offered. This is what you actually received. So I always tried to manage the percentage of that check that I received in my hand compared to the dollar amount that was sent back. We noticed a, like I said, an initial great bump from them once we started using it, and that return has continued throughout the process as a customer of theirs.
So is it simple to reconcile the estimated return value with what you receive from your returns company?
Extremely simple. Some of the other companies we've used in the past, checks would trickle in from the manufacturers. You know, you get a lot of things through the wholesaler. Some of them want to put the credit directly onto your invoices from your primary wholesaler. They send a nice recap. You can log in and take a peek at what they have, and they leave a nice packet when they leave out. That gives you a pretty good idea that I found to be fairly accurate of what to expect. And those numbers tend to match up pretty tight. They're pretty on point.
Nice. So when it comes to utilizing return solutions, kind of improvements among your processes, how do you typically utilize the credit you receive from RX returns?
Well, buying more drugs, usually. I mean, it goes into that kitty to put more product on the shelf that will hopefully move. I joke with them all the time that, you know, we're one of the biggest wastes of time. They've really helped me decrease the amount of expired drugs that we have. The percentage of credit over my, you know, 15, 20 years, I guess, in the pharmacy business has gone down over the years. We used to get close to dollar for dollar return check back when you would send something. And that a lot of the manufacturers have cut out those programs. So the credit that we receive from RX returns goes to buying more inventory, hopefully active inventory that we can use and dispense and will not sit on the shelf and expire. I've made several comments to them in the past that I'm a waste of time because they've really helped me refine that process and understand how expired drugs don't turn into the cash in my hand like they once did. So it's increased the focus that my stores have taken into almost have an intercompany battle among each other about who can have the least amount of returns with return solutions to really focus on our profitability.
Nice. So I guess expanding that a little bit, in what ways does working with return solutions improve your bottom line?
Improve the bottom line? Well, it made me focus on inventory as a main driver of the business. Not only just the total dollars I have, but how often we're going to turn that inventory over and how much of that gets turned into profit. There's nothing worse than buying drugs for somebody, not being able to dispense them, and return solutions telling me this manufacturer doesn't give any credit back. So the focus on making sure that every time we make a purchase, it gets turned into sales at the register has really helped us understand the main driving factor in the pharmacy. Your inventory is your single largest asset that you have in the store. If you're not managing that and watching it every single day and making sure that it does turn into cash at the register, then you're not maximizing every opportunity you have to stay in business.
Moving a little bit away from kind of the inventory, have there been other areas of your business you've been able to give a deeper focus since you've had the help with RX Returns? Or kind of in other words, has your returns process with Return Solutions, has it given you more time or money to focus on other areas of the business?
As I mentioned before, the act of walking the shelves takes a lot of time. We used to have to dedicate a technician to do that. It's something that they do once every month, 2 months, 3 months, something like that. Not something they're really good at really fast. The Return Solutions rep, when they come in, walk the shelves for us, and that's what they do. They're in and out of my stores in two hours, 3 hours maybe, and including the wrap-up conversation with the pharmacist in charge, and the packet left for me to take over and look at the next time I'm in the store to see what our return is going to look like.
I really, really appreciate the time today. Thanks so much. Thank you.